Baltimore Shakespeare Factory is presenting The Sea Voyage from October 27th through November 19th. With me in the studio to talk about the production is the director, Anne Triano. Welcome.
Thank you.
Who is The Sea Voyage by? It's not the best known play in the world.
Right. So this is written by a contemporary of William Shakespeare named John Fletcher, co-written by Philip Massinger. History has really forgotten Massinger, so we can say Fletcher is the author.
But my understanding is that if you examine the text closely, you can see a difference in the two authors' writing styles.
Yes. If you look at the play closely, you can tell where Massinger has sort of taken control, written some exposition, gotten back onto the logistical track, moving the plot forward. Whereas Fletcher, I notice a lot of his body humor and the emotions of the characters shining through in his sections of the play.
This was premiered in 1622. It's related to The Tempest, but apparently it is not a parody of The Tempest.
No, it is not. They have many of the same themes, which seem to be a hit with the Jacobean audiences. Staging a storm on stage with a low-tech cannons and fire and sound effects that they might have had seem to be a very exciting thing. There is a shipwreck. There is a storm. There is a desert island. There's a banquet, but that seems to be where the similarities end.
And this was revived and had some notable fans, including Samuel Pepys, I believe.
Yeah, so this was staged heavily during the Restoration. It seemed to be sort of a bridge between early modern language plays, the time of Shakespeare, and then the Restoration comedies, which came a little bit after. So this has elements of both. It's body funny, but it also has the wonderful poetry, the verse that it's written in.
What attracted you to this as a director?
I was so excited to be asked to direct this piece because of the female roles that are available. Rosalia is the queen of the Amazons. This woman reigns supreme in the show. And just to be able to direct a show with so many featured female characters and to do an early modern piece that really has interesting gender dynamics at play, I think it was a wonderful opportunity.
It's not something we see every day, even in contemporary plays. I know I'll watch a show that's been written in like the last 10 years and go, hey, the cast is 80% male. Great.
That tends to be how it works. Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. And yet there are some conventional aspects to the story, I understand.
Yeah, you have the lovers, you have the adventuring pirates, you have the bumbling idiot. So there are a lot of familiar comedy tropes in the show. I think these are characters that you'd recognize in sitcoms today. So it's very, very accessible and it's very, very funny.
Baltimore Shakespeare Factory is noted not only for reviving obscure plays such as this one, but also for incorporating contemporary music into the productions. Are you doing that here?
We are. We have a professional pirate who has come on board to help our cast out with some sea shanties. So that's something to look forward to. And we are also everything from TLC to Modest Mouse. We are, as always, incorporating modern music.
This is Baltimore Shakespeare Factory presenting The Sea Voyage by John Fletcher and Philip Massinger, October 27th through November 19th, with Sunday performances at Bordy Vineyards in December. Where are the October and November performances being done, Anne?
We're performing all indoors at our Great Hall at St. Mary's Community Center, which is on Roland Avenue in Hamden.
And for more information, the phone number and website, please?
You can contact us at baltimoreshakespearefactory.org or 410-662-9455.
With me in the studio today, Anne Triano, who is directing The Sea Voyage at Baltimore Shakespeare Factory. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.